Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
All right. This is going to be interesting.
You got it?
I think so. I mean, I can always figure out ways to time it. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see how this one goes. All right. So, let's see. Wait, what up? Oh yeah, yeah. I was gonna say, yeah, we're gonna get into that right now. Actually, yeah, got the stimulus bread today. Initially I didn't think we'd qualify, but we do. And that bread is there. I've been told for several, I haven't been told directly. I've seen other people on other people's Facebook timelines and et cetera, that if you are not a fan of the current president, that you should not keep this check. And
I totally agree.
I have an argument. I have an argument to that.
What's that?
Since there are, multiple branches of government, if you disagree with any of the branches of government at any given time, you can't keep the check. How about that?
Okay.
So if you don't like Nancy Pelosi, you can't keep the check. If you disagree with a Supreme Court decision, you can't keep the check. If you don't like Bernie Sanders, you can't keep the check. Like, he's not a king, so it's not just Trump.
It seems like... That's sound logic right there.
Sound logic and reason. What up, y'all? You alive on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Stimulate them.
Thank y'all for tuning in to the In Here Tripping Edition, where we drop a new episode daily as opposed to weekly. And Jeff, I'm sorry, we will not be talking about hip-hop again today, although I might try to figure out a way to shoehorn that into the current topics. It's going to be difficult, but I can figure it out. Right? Didn't I throw Nas in at one point last time? Like, I figured out a way to fit Nas in there.
I don't know. Can we talk about Gravel Pit some more?
Can we not? That is the most that song has ever been discussed, actually. He brought that song into straight fruition. Like
just the Gravel Pit mentions just spiked.
Right? How many Spotify downloads of Gravel Pit have there been since since that battle?
It's like 0, 0, 0. Ooh, 3.
All of them in Europe. All of them in Europe, allegedly.
Something moved the needle.
Word. So we have an interesting episode because mainly, a segment of the show, for those of you guys who are familiar with the show, we've been doing this segment so almost since the very beginning, right?
Are you old manning, farsighted, trying to look at your soundboard while you're on the mic, trying to talk and figure out which button you're going to press?
No, I'm actually switching back and forth between the notes and the soundboard.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So jumping into the segment now that we've gotten that out of the way, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, nature.
That's we get two damn natures today. We haven't done a damn nature in quite a while, man.
We haven't.
So
we're living damn nature.
We really are. this is actual damn nature. Oh boy. All right, man. So the title of this one is, of course, the polar bear. Of course. That's what happens. So check this out, Kev. A zoo may feed animals to other animals as funds dry up in this pandemic. The source for this one is the source is the New York Times. The players involved are, is it Vetus? Vetus, the polar bear, versus everybody. Everybody in the zoo. So check this out. A zoo in northern Germany, which drew up a startling contingency plan if the financial strain caused by the government-ordered shutdown because of the coronavirus outbreak did not ease up soon, they said they're going to slaughter some animals, some zoo animals, and feed them to the other animals. All right. There's a quote from the zoo director says, if, and this is the worst case of all, if I no longer have any money to buy feed, or if it should happen that my feed supplier is no longer able to deliver due to the new restrictions, then I would slaughter animals to feed other animals. I actually disagree with that. I have some points on that. No information was available about which animals would be slaughtered first. I say bunny rabbits. Sorry, guys. And And also, just as a note, the prized polar bear in their zoo, named Vitus, called the largest polar bear in Germany, and standing nearly 12 feet tall, Kev, would be spared until it was the last animal standing. Of course, Germany. Of course, the white bear would be the remaining animal that you would keep around. Kev, thoughts, man. I'm ready. Let's go.
We can't even, we don't even, we still don't have a plan for testing here. And these people have planned for the worst possible scenario, down to they've ranked which animals they're going to kill in order.
In order.
They probably have a feeding schedule. In order.
In order. So I'm ranking animals in my mind as this is going on, thinking of the LA Zoo, actually.
Damn, naked.
And remembering that. Remember, what up, Abloom? Remembering that I believe a koala was caught slipping by like a mountain lion in the LA Zoo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, did we start with koalas? Tasmanian meerkat. Devils didn't get meerkats. Meerkats is getting away from anything because they're scary as hell. Also,
oh, are they?
The most murderous animal, the most murderous mammal on Earth is a meerkat.
Really?
Yes. They actually murder each other.
Meerkat on meerkat?
Meerkat on meerkat crime. The most murderous animal on Earth.
Hmm.
Followed very far, very closely behind by the California squirrel. I'm a wealth of information for you.
Really?
Yes. Yes. They're in the top 100 of most murderous animals.
Have you ever seen squirrel scraps?
Yes, I actually have. I see them almost weekly in the park.
Wow.
Yeah, these dudes are trying to fling each other out of trees. It's wild.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
do you think any of these animals read the paper and see this
and get mad and be like,
like,
you guys have war?
You thought?
How is it possible for us to be more murderous? It's a meerkat right now yelling at his meerkat wife while she plans his death and demise.
Oh man!
So yeah, I say you start with the probably the, you know, I don't know. I find bunny rabbits useless, so I would start with them.
Why do you call them bunny rabbits?
Because we have hairs out. Well, because I have a daughter, and she calls them bunny rabbits. And Easter just passed.
It's a little more sad when you say bunny rabbits.
I think that's also it. Right, just to make
you,
it like
you enjoy that?
Yeah, just to be like, and we're killing. Because if I said rabbit, then I might make you think of like Bugs Bunny or you know, a rabbit that you down with that might get away. But if I say bunny rabbits, then you just think of pure little quiet, two toned colored animals being slaughtered by a German zoo to hand to a polar bear.
That was Eminem's character in 8 Mile, wasn't it?
Yes.
Bunny rabbit.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. B-Rabbit, right?
B-Rabbit.
So, I do have another thought on this. Why slaughter the animals first? Why not let it be, like, why not let nature happen?
Like cage match stuff? Yeah,
put the animal in there with the other animal and see what happens.
Just get an octagon?
I'm just saying. You know what I mean?
Vetus Gerolaitis would just be in there like, bring it on?
Bring it on. Straight up and down. Whatever happens, happens. If the rabbits figure out a way to knock him off the box, then they win. Then they win.
Oh, man. Animal scraps.
Animal scraps. Straight up and down.
That's what they should do.
I'm mad that they don't have a plan. Like, no information was available on which animals would be slaughtered first.
I blame the World Health Organization for not having a plan.
Defund the World Health Organization for this reason alone.
Your boy Ghebreyesus.
Yo. Yeah, Trump went right after homie, man. The director's name is Verena Kaspari. Just for those who want to know her name or whatever. A lot of people feel like this is her basically trying to, you know, reach out for funding. Like, all right. But this is crazy. Like, the zookeeper holding the animals for hostage. Like, look, if I don't get no
dough. You don't give us money.
Yeah. All these bunny rabbits is dead, son. It's, and the only thing that'll be left for y'all to look at is this damn bear. You know what I'm saying? Who?
The koala's next.
You know what I'm saying? She's like, look, check this out. It's a wrap, all right? All right? I will body everybody. Body all of y'all. Give me some bread. Oh, boy. Oh. Damn, Nature Part 1. So that, yeah, I'm not That's sure. Terrible. That is terrible.
You see this penguin?
How long can we drag this out?
Say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Give you a minute to say goodbye.
The last known survivors would be the meerkats.
The meerkats are getting their affairs in order.
Preparing. Oh, man. All right, so check it out. But for the low price of a Rap Sucks Radio tune-in, you guys don't receive just one Damn Nature. You receive
Damn Nature
Part 2. We actually have two Damn Nature stories for y'all. So check this out. Remember we brought to y'all the story about Black China charging. This is shout out. This is from my man Jeff, the Boston fan, who posted this on the Rap Sucks Radio page today. Mm. So I got to give him a shout out, even though the Celtics would have lost this year. You know what I'm saying? How much for one rib, part 2? Mm-hmm. All right. So Black China, if y'all remember, Black China was charging $950 for a FaceTime with her, and charging $250 for a follow back from her. So.
Right.
Right. Which, and we still do not understand the details, what you receive, what happens during the FaceTime. We don't know any of that, but we know that that is what she's charging. But I, good people of Rap Sucks Radio, have a much better deal for you. All right. An animal sanctuary in Silicon Valley, of all places, called Sweet Farm, is letting people pay to get llamas, goats, and other farm animals to tune into their video calls for under $100. Oh boy. Mm. DJs,
whoever that is, can you mute? Can you put yourself on mute? Oh my god.
Oh boy. This is reported by Business Insider. The players in this game, I actually stated, were Charlotte's Web's cast and crew. Mm-hmm. The So before we even get into the details of this, I'd like to throw out there that quite a few of these Zoom meetings I've been in have felt like talking to zoo animals or wild animals on occasion. So I probably would just, so here's the thing. I can imagine if I had the highest authority in a meeting, right, disagreeing with someone during the meeting and muting them and then unmuting the llama to let the llama talk.
That's a power move.
You know what? You know what, Bob? I'm sick of it. Mute. Llama. You know what I mean? We can let the llama talk for at least 3 minutes now. Till you guys figure out how to get this production schedule together, llama's talking.
Oh, man. Isn't this animal prostitution? Isn't that illegal in most states?
This is what it's come down to. This is where we are. This is where we are. It's strange times, man. We got ghosts. We got people dressing up in bed sheets as ghosts. We got Black China charging $950. We got people slaughtering zoo animals.
Was that picture of her real?
The one that Fizz posted? I have no idea.
Ooh, that'll stick with you for a little while.
Yeah, it would. That was pretty scary. I think it was Photoshopped, though. It looked like it was edited. Yo. How much would you pay to have a llama join a meeting?
In the past or now?
At any point in time, I guess. I don't know. Like, wait, did you get? Is this? Are you asking in the past, pre-stimulus check or post-stimulus check?
You got money to burn. I can get 12 llamas on.
They were at it. They dropped this news around the time of the stimulus check news. Like, all right, you want to find a way to spend this bread? We got
it's a
you.
A baker's dozen of llamas. But the best part of this is you saw the product name, right?
No, what's the product name?
Goat to meeting. God, I wish I would have made that up.
The stress level. For less than $100, you can request a cameo appearance in your video chat from Sweet Farm's llamas, goats, or other farm animals. The project called Goat to Meeting, after the popular conferencing software, allows people to bring farm animals into their work happy hours, corporate conference calls, and corporate conference calls. Sweet Farm founder Anna Sweet told Business Insider, since launching the service called Goat to Meeting last month, Sweet Farm has fielded more than 300 requests for animal cameos and virtual field trips in work happy hours and corporate meetings. Who wants to go? Okay. I'm so done with it. I'm done with it.
They got 30 G's. Do you think they broke the animals off at all?
No. No.
Think the goats got a piece?
I don't even think they got like that high quality, you know, seed at this point. Nah.
Hmm.
That's for us. That's you. The only way they get the high quality is if you pay like $2 for a tiny ass cup so that your daughter can feed the animals.
Is that real?
That is real. I mean, I've done it. I've taken my kids to the...
No, but is that stuff better than what they normally get?
I'm just making it up as I go along at this point.
It's so weird because that used to be so cool, I felt like, when you were a kid. And then when you take your kid to do it, it's really nasty.
It's disgusting. It's just pretty one nasty. It's one of the more disgusting things.
How much for a goat follow?
I'm trying to figure out why the German zoo didn't think of this. Like, Vetus the polar bear in the meeting.
Yeah.
Do you know the level of power move?
Absolutely.
Listen, Bob, if you don't figure out these production notes and this production schedule, this Vetus, they are already looking for something to feed to Vetus. All right?
Yeah.
Mute Bob, Vetus go.
Bob, you're being a real jerk right now. We're going to have to take this offline, Bob.
Hey, check this out real quick. We have to take this offline right now.
Bob, you're going to have to circle back with these hands, Bob.
He said you're going to have to circle back with these hands. Oh my god. Alright.
Oh man.
What did my sister say? Maybe I'll do a GoFundMe to raise money for this. me and my sister and the rest of my family, we have like a group Zoom every like Friday and Saturday or whatever. So it would be real interesting. It's already chaotic because, you know, like my mom and dad are like, how does this thing work? And where is this? You know, and then there's my aunt and uncle are like, oh, they're knocking it over. And let's add a llama.
You got the whole family.
A llama into that. Okay. And let's see how this goes. Yeah.
Just throw a meerkat in there.
Most murderous animal, man. I'm trying to tell y'all. This wasn't planned on the show, but I do have to throw this out here. I had a conversation with the homie 60, right? And we were talking about names that the hood retired, right?
Okay.
Names that you know, criminally were retired. And I just want to throw this out here because we said Bob. We said, no, there are no more Bobbies left in the world. There are no more Otises. Otis is a name that is on its way out.
So it's not out yet.
But the hood has retired these names. And Clyde, okay. Clyde, my uncle. Shout out to my uncle Clyde. That's Clyde. Another name that has been retired. So
okay.
And shout out to the homie Suge. 60 feels like the name Daryl is going to be retired by the hood eventually.
Daryl's pretty prevalent. I think.
I know it's going to take a while, but remember, Otis and Clyde were very prevalent at one point. There seemed like there were a thousand bodies. Now there are no more.
Clyde is kind of the polar bear of names.
It is the polar bear name. The Vetus.
No.
The polar bear. The 12-foot polar bear. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for checking in. I'm happy, man. I like doing Damn Nature. Those are my favorite ones. The Damn Natures are the best ones. Since we're actually living in Damn Nature.
Damn Nature.
The goat of all topics. Thank y'all for rocking with us here on Rap Sucks Radio. Man, make sure y'all tell a friend. Man, we on 8 o'clock Sunday through Thursday. If you did not catch this full episode or you want to go back and check any other episodes
if there's a hole in your notes, you were taking notes, missed something.
Yeah, you missed. We were talking about Black China. Maybe you missed that episode. Maybe you missed the episode. We talked about that. Or you want to catch any of the old damn natures. Please go to rapsucksradio.com or any podcasting platform that you enjoy using outside of, I wanted to call them Panera for some odd reason. Yeah, Panera. I'm going to call them Panera because they don't have us. So outside of Panera. No, outside of Pandora for some odd reason. You can check us out on any of your favorite podcasting platforms except for Pandora. And check with us. So we out of here. This is Rap Sucks Radio. We'll check y'all tomorrow at 8 o'clock right here, right now. Yep. Same color, same style. And on the count of three, we say peace. 1, 2, 3. Peace. And we out, y'all. Holler at y'all next time.